The board election yesterday, so 17 people standing for that board election into seven places, and it was led by Lynn Anderson, the daughter of Bullfrog Peter Moore. 471 votes for Lynn Anderson. She is the new chair of the Bulldogs Football Board. Here's what Lynn had to say before we go to Paul Dunn.
We want to get the Bulldogs, the whole Bulldogs, you know, all of us working together going forward. And we just know from experience that if we get that right, the Bulldogs will do really good things.
Six of the seven candidates on the reform ticket actually were elected to the board. One of those was their former premiership winner in Paul Dunn, and he's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Paul.
Hey, Jimmy. TK, how you going?
Yeah, really well. Congratulations on that appointment. First things first, what's top priority for the reform ticket now that you are installed as the power brokers at Belmore?
We want to do a full review of what's going on at the club just to get a really good understanding and then what changes we need to make. We've got some ideas in certain areas. You know, we had a website with our nine pillars that we spoke about consistently throughout the campaign, and you know, that's our focus.
Steve Mortimer is the only remaining board member. You guys, can you work with Steve?
Yeah, Lynn and Chris actually went to Daniel's wedding just before Christmas, and Turvey was obviously there, and they had a great weekend with him. We've all known him for a long time, so I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Can you work with George Paponis? I thought, well, first of all, give us your thoughts on the comments made by George Paponis at the Thursday. It was a fan meeting that I know you guys have had at least one of those, fan meeting for the incumbents. And he made some remarks that were pointed towards you, Chris Anderson, and Steve Price. And obviously there's four candidates from this board will have to work with the Leagues Club board, of which George chairs. So is there any issue with you working with club legend in George Paponis?
No, at the end of the day, Jimmy, you know, the whole thing, whole way through it, we've said that we'll be making decisions based on what's best for the club. I thought it was rather unfortunate for George to come out and say that, because there are a number of people who are currently employed in various roles at the club. Even the former chairman had experiences with other clubs, so I think he was rather selective in his, or myopic in his comments.
Yeah, just for our listeners and our viewers there, those comments were, the twist of them was that you weren't quite Bulldog through and through, Dunny, because you'd actually, that you and others that were standing
in
actually...
His comment was that nobody on our board had played at three other clubs and been CEO of another club.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody on our board's been coach at three other clubs. Funnily, their chairman had played at another club, and that got sent around all Friday afternoon on text messages and Facebook, so I thought that was quite funny.
Yeah, I think everyone's just always doing their best when they're trying to ply their trade, so I think everyone moves on from that pool, don't they?
Ask Jimmy.
Didn't you get sacked from four clubs, Dunny?
No, I never got sacked. The only one I got sacked from was, I actually resigned at South, so I didn't actually get sacked. I left before they could sack me.
Good idea.
It's the world of footy. Mate, how quickly can you put your tickets theories into place there? And when do you sit down with, say, Dean Pay, the coach?
Oh, that'll be done this week. But I think, you know, in lots of ways, some of the things that the previous board had done in leading up to this election, and a lot of them were, I think, were cosmetic on their behalf, because the question that John Ballister asked me about 3 weeks ago, he said, do you think if there wasn't an election, they would have sacked Des Hasler? And most people followed that with a pregnant pause and went, no. You know, they've done us a favour by, you know, hiring Dean Pay. Dean's obviously a Bulldogs legend. A lot of the things that they've instituted in the last 3 months are things that we would have done naturally anyway. So I think we're well on the way to where we need to be. It's going to be, you know, it's going to take a while. You know, we've still got to fix up the salary cap. Whilst they say we're salary cap compliant, there's issues with back end of contracts that need to be fixed. There's building some loyalty with the players as well, because you know, the fact that those guys were all shopped around at the end of last year, that's not what we thought was a Bulldogs way to operate, and we need to reinstill those values and get everybody on board with them.
It was widely reported, Paul, that David Clemmer had an issue with you and something in particular that you said at a Kangaroos reunion prior to the World Cup. What's your take on that, and what will be your first comments to Dave Clemmer?
Mate, it was a throwaway comment, and it wasn't meant to attack him in any way. It was more a comment on how the the team had played last year under Dez's tutelage. So I was really disappointed, A, that the bloke wrote the article, because when he rang me, I said, is Clemmer saying anything publicly? And he said no. And I said, well, neither am I. And then it got pasted all over the papers the next day, and I thought that was a nice stitch-up. So next time I see that guy, we'll have a little chat. But between me and Clem, mate, I've been watching him play since he played Harold Matz, and he's a genius footballer. I've got nothing but admiration and pride for how he plays. I was just disappointed with how he was made to play last year.
Yeah.
Just on that, and it's interesting, and Lynn Anderson pretty much made mention of it after you had that landslide victory yesterday, and that is that talking about success, and success is almost expected at the Bulldogs in the form of premierships, etc. How patient do you have to be, or are you prepared to be with Dean Pay? And if he was playing a certain style, and this goes back to what was played last year by the Bulldogs, if he's playing a certain style, are you likely to be more patient than if he was playing perhaps a boring style?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, it's a difficult situation. If you look at clubs like St George and Newcastle, where they've been left in the last few years, it's taken them a while to rebound from where they were. And I think, in a way, whilst we're not that bad, I think it's going to take a while to get back on track. And, you know, it's Dean's first year as a head coach. That's going to be a challenge for him. We've got a really tough draw. The first 11 games are... you play the top teams, pretty much all of them, and you play the Roosters and Penrith twice. So it's going to be a difficult start to his career, but I believe with the player, the way he's got the players thinking and what I've heard about their training and stuff like that, it's going to be an exciting year for Bulldogs supporters.
Yeah, the difference with those other struggling clubs is finances are an issue with them. The good thing from your point of view is finance is no issue whatsoever with that leagues club, the Rivers of Gold, that comes from that. Where does Ray...
Yeah, but you look at the financials, yeah, though, TK, yeah, and the league's club has dropped from number one to number four in the rankings over the last few years, and, you know, people put that down to the developments, but yeah, I think that's part of what we need to do is get in and make sure that stays as a river of gold, as you called it.
Yeah. But the expectation is, I mean, I know George is on that football club board, but the expectation is that funding continues quite clearly.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Have you made a decision, or how will the decision be made as to who will be the four people from the football club board that are going to the leagues club board?
Well, it doesn't actually have to be people from the football club board. We just endorse four people, so they be board members, but they can be other people. So we'll be working. The election for that's the 14th of March or something like that, so we'll figure that out over the next couple of weeks.
Where does Ray Dibbs sit now? Will he be welcomed at games? Is he welcomed at Belmore? Is he welcome within the Bulldog fraternity? Where does he sit, Dunny, from your point of view?
No, he's welcome to come back. Yeah, there's no bad blood there from our part, whether he wants to. I remember after 2014 when I got voted off, I felt a reluctance to go around there for a while. But no, he's quite welcome to come back.
Des Hasler is currently before the courts with a... trying to work out this, whatever happened last year, whether it was a contract or a letter of intent or whatever. I guess this is beyond your control, but how uncomfortable are you going to feel if there is to be a huge payout to Des Hasler, which again is going to impact on the bottom line of the Canterbury Leagues Club and the football club?
Yeah, I think it's an unfortunate position we've been left in, but, you know, it is what it is. It's a bit like a change of government at federal or state level, you know. You can sort of you can ride on the fact that it was the previous board's decisions, and, you know, we just have to get on with it. Mm.
And Dunny, some would say you're a glutton for punishment, mate. You're back for a second go. Obviously, so passionate about this that you felt like something had to be done at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I was asked that question a couple of times yesterday, and after 2014, I said I wouldn't go back, and said that in 15 and 16. Nah, I'm not doing this. But last year, I remember especially the game at Brookvale when they lost to Manly 36-0. I was sitting there watching with my wife, Nicole, and I just think, this is just wrong. Some of those guys shouldn't be there. It's not their fault, you know, the way they were being coached. And I opened my gob the next day when a journo happened to ring me up, and that sort of went from there. And my dad always taught me to put up or shut up. You know, if you're not happy with something, you've got to do something about it. So here I am.
Prediction for the side 2018?
Let me go and talk to the players first and see the first couple of games. I think it's going to be really hard with the start they've got, but if they can win five or six out of their first 11, I reckon they'll finish off quite well because it's going to be a baptism of fire. Mm.
Can the journos still ring you up for a Renner quote?
Not after today, no.
Paul, congratulations.
Coach, CEO, chairperson.
Yeah. Congratulations, I think, because being a board member of a footy club, it's sometimes an unwanted position. But well done on the election, and thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, just before I go, I'd like to say that it was a really, really good experience because the team we had, we all worked really, really hard, and I think the Bulldog spirit showed down in what we did because there was a lot of hard work. There was people who were spoken to that have never been rung up before. Or, Chris Anderson and Nick Dumas drove down to Ulla Dulla to get proxies off old people in nursing homes. And, and they ended up spending half an hour with these guys having a cup of coffee and whatever, but they just loved it. So good. It was great to get back in touch with the membership at that level. So, and I think, in a way, that's where we may have lost our way. We've gone away from the people that made the club great. Mm.
Okay. Is the first thing you're going to do is have a massive party, 30-year reunion for the 88 Premiership side?
No, that'll be for the grand final lunch.
Grand final. Fantastic. Lunch. Who got the Clive Churchill that day?
He's a friend of yours, I think.
Big bloke.
Keeps reminding me every time I see him.
Good on you, Dunny.
See you, guys.